Hello, Robert.
Hello. Yes.
Oh, hi. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed more time.
Well, I mean, I've been in the hospital for the past 3 weeks, so I literally just got out yesterday.
No. Sorry to hear that.
So if you give me a day or two, I'll have it straightened out.
You got it. Okay. I'll send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing. That way, if anything changes, you can call me. But if not, I'll check the account in a couple of days and just make sure everything goes through, okay?
Okay. Are you just in billing?
Yeah, I'm just in billing, but did you have a question about your account?
My phone is getting inundated, festooned
okay.
with messages, up to 10 a day, people wanting me to purchase some kind of, for lack of better words, bullshit, something with Google search. Like, I mean, I literally have probably 112 messages on my phone that I need to address. Do you know anything about something like that?
I do. Are you using anything else other than our service, like an Angie Leads or Thumbtack or anything like that?
No, I'll be honest with you. I left Angie and hired this company, albeit your company. I don't know whose company this is, because Angie Leads was a joke. So I don't use anything else.
Okay.
But, I mean,
here's why I ask. No, here's why I ask, because you're getting so many spam calls, is we have a lot of clients that used to use Angie Leads and Thumbtack and even sometimes big directories like Yelp or Yellow Pages. And those scam companies will use those sources as a lead source. So, for instance, you can type in, you know, masonry in New York into Angie Leads, and those companies get pages and pages of leads. And I do see that your name and your phone number is still on the Angie Leads directory. So what I would suggest is maybe call that company and say, hey, I don't use you anymore. Please take me off your directory. And I'm confident that once you do that, those calls will stop. The reason I know that they're not coming as a result of this program is because on your Google and Bing and your website and even the directories that we submitted you to, we gave you a tracking number of 631-519-9233. And when people call it or text message it, it forwards over to your phone. So I don't see those in the dashboard where people have been, you know, texting that number and blowing that number up with things relating to Google. So I'm confident that it's coming from another source.
Yeah, I have only received a few phone calls on that number that you generated for me, and believe it or not, that is the Angie company calling me direct on that line.
Angie's probably trying to reactivate you, huh? So they call us on that line.
Yeah. I will say this. I do have another company that's like a lead-based company, but
okay.
It's a flat fee per month, and I mean, their results are amazing. I got to tell you that I get anywhere from 1 to 5 opportunities a day from them. I'm going to be blunt with you. I haven't gotten anything from this venture yet. Nothing. One.
Okay.
I've gotten one phone call. So I mean, I'm trying to stick with you guys. I'm hoping that this thing is going to develop into something. But, I mean, you know, I know the startup and everything takes a little bit, but I mean, I literally have gotten one phone call.
Okay. So what I would suggest, and I'm absolutely, once we get the payment up to speed, I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. That way, if there's any updates that they can perform that will get you better results, they'll do it. But one thing you can do on your end is to work on getting a 5-star rating on the Google listing. And I will compose an email and send it to you right now. And it's pretty awesome because it'll say, you know, thank you for using Robert Miller. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. Also, industry standard, Robert, for first page placement does take 90 days. So now that you're at that point, you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and start doing some really solid things for your business. So I want to give you an option where your program does include $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. If you wanted to, now that you're ranking on Google, you could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that because it does make things more affordable, but also you get to keep all of the bells and whistles of the program, just less the Facebook ads. You know what I mean?
Okay, I mean, I have to say this, that whenever, I don't know who I initially spoke to, your voice sounds very familiar to me, but I probably didn't speak to you. Whoever I spoke to told me initially that, you know, it's 45 to 60 days. You know, look, I'm a realist. I know once I heard that, I'm like, all right, it's 60 days. You know, but now I'm hearing from you 90 days. You know, I just, you know, I really want to stick with you guys, but I don't want to hear it 90 days. Well, it's going to be 120 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, industry standard is 90 days. It's true. We're a premier partner, so we do it 30 to 45 days, right? So it was your second month where you were starting to get found on Google, because it is showing me that your company has already been found 180 times on the first page of Google. So, and it's tracking that. It's saying 48 views in November, 58 views in December, 71 views so far in January. So people are finding you on the first page, but the problem is if they're seeing companies up there next to you that have that 5 stars and then you don't, perhaps that's starting to affect your conversion, right? So the good news is anybody can give you a 5-star review. So I just sent you that email. And even, you know, if it's a friend or a relative, by all means, they can fill it out too. I just suggest, you know, don't have them say anything dishonest, like, hey, I hired him and he did work for me and he's great, if they didn't really hire you, right? But they can absolutely say, hey, this company is absolutely a trusted business in the community and Robert will take care of all of your needs. They can do something like that, no problem, and give you 5 stars, and then that's going to start helping your conversion. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And
to answer
your question, Stephanie was the one that signed you up, and it's so funny because people have told me that before, that Stephanie and myself sound a lot alike. My name's Tina.
Yeah.
They say, wow, you guys sound alike.
So like I said, just give me a couple of days to get that straightened out, because I just, it's been kind of a crazy couple of weeks here. So let me get that done, and if I have any questions, I'll be back in touch.
Okay, and are you thinking that in the next couple of days you want to keep it at 249 with the Facebook ads?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to, you know, look, I got to give everyone a shot, and I think I can't give you a shot and then halfway into it kind of take some stuff away, you know, because then I'm not giving you the full benefit of producing what, you know, I was told I was going to get. So I'll stick with it for another month, and let's see what happens, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. You got it. So I won't make any changes to the subscription, and then I'll check the account, you know, towards the end of the week. Everything should be good by then, but if not, I can follow up with you again, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Robert. Bye-bye.